Agenda item number 12, discussion and possible action on amendments to personnel policies by Monica Wheelis, Human Resources Manager.
The majority of the changes that I put in your board material were related to the medical plan. As we discussed in October, we had many challenges related to that plan. And ultimately, what we decided to do was split the plan in two and offer a PPO plan to the employees or a high deductible health plan. About 30% of the employees, just under 30% of the employees, elected to change to the high deductible health plan. And so ultimately, we're hoping that that will save us some money in the medical plan and get us back on track. But as a result of the plan changes, we have, I needed to make a couple amendments to the policies. There's about a handful that I changed, and the redlined version was included in your board materials. If there are no questions, I'll go ahead and read the resolution.
Any questions? Read your resolution, please.
Be it resolved by the Board of the Directors of the Human, I'm sorry, let me back that up. Be it resolved that the Board of the Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the revisions to the Human Resources Policy Manual to be effective January 1, 2015, as presented at its January 26, 2015 meeting.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Munson, second by Carey. Bell. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.